#434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSTF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Zambia ready to host EPD 2026. TCZ commends ECZ for exceptional examination outcome. In international headlines, Trump says administration reviewing everything. And in sports, Zambia under 17 captain Kaliminja joins RB Salzburg. And now the news in detail. Zambia is fully prepared to host the Environmental Protection Dialogue 2026. Center for Environment Justice CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo-Mwape announced the launch of the EPD 2026 and its official website. Mwape emphasized that the country stands ready to welcome over 700 delegates to Lusaka. She highlighted that the dialogue will focus on sustainable mine waste management and environmental protection. Mwape revealed that the event will take place from the 14th to the 16th of October 2026 at Mulungushi International Conference Center.
It is with great excitement and a profound sense of responsibility that we are here today as the Center for Environment and Justice to announce the Environmental Protection Dialogue 2026 and launch its dedicated website page carrying valuable information about the proceedings. The EPD is back after a break of reflections, introspection, and action-oriented focus. This year's EPD under the theme, Safeguarding Our Future, Addressing the Impact of Environmental Degradation in Zambia, comes in the wake of what appears to be the most challenging era for sustainability and sustainable development. It also speaks directly to the challenges we face and the opportunities we must seize to protect our environment and secure a sustainable future for generations.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has observed that Zambia's revised bond market framework introduces a more structured and market-driven approach to foreign investor participation. Mr. Tsanga explained that while foreign investors are now permitted to engage in local currency bonds, their exit from the domestic bond market is not immediate. He says instead they are required to liquidate their holdings through the secondary market, receive proceeds in kwacha, and then source foreign currency through the formal banking system. Tsanga emphasizes that this mechanism plays a stabilizing role by ensuring orderly exits and preventing abrupt capital flight. He, however, cautions that largely or poorly timed exits could still exert pressure on the foreign exchange market due to increased demand for foreign currency. Paramount Chief Chitimukulu of the Bemba-speaking people in Northern Province has thanked President Hage Ndehijilema for the support government rendered to him after the death of his wife, Benedict Mwamba. Speaking when Minister of Transport and Logistics Musewa Frank Tayali paid a courtesy call on him at his palace yesterday, the Paramount Chief Chitimukulu says the head of state showed love when he announced that government would take care of the funeral expenses. The traditional leader says he has experienced so much love and comfort from the government leaders and ordinary citizens during the bereavement. The Chitimukulu pledged to work with the government of the day, further disclosing that he was in the same intake with UPND founding president Mr. Anderson Kambela Mazoka at Mungwi Technical Secondary School. Now, government has set its sight on expanding forestry-driven industrialization in Luapula province. Following a familiarization visit by Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa to Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation's Afiko Plantations in Kawambwa District last week, the visit underscored Kawambwa's growing strategic importance with Zaviko, disclosing that 80 and 90% of raw materials for transmission poles supplied to ZESCO Limited are secured from the district, effectively positioning the area as the backbone of the corporation's operations. Zaviko Plantation Manager Donald Lumbeta says the corporation has 25,000 hectares of land, with 3,400 hectares planted so far, largely under eucalyptus, while pine accounts for over 700 hectares. He explains that plantations established in 2014 are now yielding results, making Zaviko the largest supplier of transmission poles to ZESCO.
So from the total area that we have, we say the first plantation that we started in the 2014 has started giving us some dividends in terms of poles, transmission poles. These are poles that we are supplying to ZESCO, and actually Zaviko seems to be the biggest supplier of transmission poles to ZESCO. Now our plant sits in the Kalulushi, so we are transporting the raw material right from here. And I'll say 80 to 90% of the raw material for transmission poles is coming factory in Zaviko. We call it the future of Zaviko, like in Kawambwa. So if you're coming to familiarize yourself with the happenings, we are happy and we're excited about that.
Chief Kashiba of Mwense District in Luapula Province has commended the new Don administration for implementing progressive reforms that are delivering visible socio-economic benefits at community level. The traditional leader says government's successful restructuring of Zambia's public debt, inherited when the UPND assumed office, marked a critical turning point that helped shield the country from deeper economic difficulties. Chief Kashiba further praised the reintroduction of the free education, describing it as a policy that has restored dignity and opportunity to many families. He says many of Zambia's leaders benefited from similar policies in the past, and noted that since free education was reinstated in 2022, over 2.3 million learners have returned to school across the country. Meanwhile, Luapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa says government is intensifying collaboration with traditional leaders, noting that their involvement is central to ensuring development responds to community needs. The Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, has commended the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, the Ministry of Education, teachers, parents and other key stakeholders for the successful administration of the 2025 Grade 12 School Certificate examinations. The examinations were conducted without any reported cases of malpractice, a development that contributes to an exceptional pass rate, as announced by the Minister of Education last week. The Council described the outcome as a significant milestone in maintaining the credibility of the national examination system. TCZ Registrar Dr. Ebi Mubanga, PhD, says the achievement is of the result of comprehensive and well-coordinated measures implemented before, during and after the examination period.
TCZ attributes this achievement to multiple factors that include robust systems and controls instituted before, during and after the examinations period. Measures ranging from regulatory policies, surveillance controls, technological investment, capacity building, management protocols, and all put together ensured a credible examination outcome. It should be noted that there are many inputs into the examinations process, and well-coordinated efforts within the ministry and ECZ structures were critical for this milestone.
The Zambia Qualifications Authority has embarked on the development of national occupational standards in the energy sector as part of efforts to support the government's energy expansion agenda. ZACA Director General Mercy Ngoma says achieving the government's target of adding over 2,600 megawatts of power to the national grid by the end of the year requires a competent, adaptable and industry-responsive workforce. She says participants at the workshop will develop occupational standards for six critical occupations, namely renewable energy engineer, energy policy analyst, nuclear scientist, smart grid technician,